It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. As Iowa opens up, health experts are warning that the coronavirus needs to be tracked in the state. This is done through contact tracing, and here to discuss how Iowa is handling it is IPR's health reporter Natalie Krebs. Hey, Natalie.
Hi, Clay.
So we've heard a lot about the need for testing, but we also hear some about contact tracing. What role does it play?
Health experts say there are three legs to managing this virus. That's testing, tracing, and isolation. Experts say it's not enough to test. You need to alert people who have possibly been exposed so they don't go out and further spread the virus. In Iowa, we've heard a lot from government officials about testing with the Test Iowa initiative and meatpacking outbreaks, but less so about how contact tracing is handled.
So how is Iowa handling contact tracing thus far then?
So prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, the state health department said it had about 10 people to do contact tracing. So contact tracing isn't new to COVID-19. It's used for other contagious diseases like STDs, salmonella, other viral outbreaks. But currently the state says it has about 200 people who are able to do contact tracing. And 150 of those are the Iowa National Guard members. Those are supplied by the federal government under Title 32. The rest are employees of the state health department and Department of Human Services. And then also some individual county health departments are doing their own contact tracing, but their resources vary. So larger counties like Johnson and Lynn have their own contact tracers already on staff and have the capacity to recruit and train others. But many of Iowa's smaller counties have departments that are made up of just maybe two or three employees. So the state has asked counties if they'd like support, and they have the choice to turn over their contact tracing to the state health department or just get some extra help from them. And according to the Iowa Department of Public Health, 31 of the state's counties, including some of the state's larger counties like Polk and Dallas, are getting this help from the state.
All right, we've been hearing a lot about how Iowa and the U.S. are far below the recommended levels for testing, but what are experts saying about contact tracing?
Two big health organizations, which are the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials and the National Association of County and City Health Officials, have released a workforce estimator. Currently, it says Iowa needs about 2,100 contact tracers, so the state currently has 200, and it's unclear how many exactly are at local health departments, but the state likely has a number below that recommendation. Additionally, the 150 National Guardsmen currently doing state contact tracing will be recalled in mid-August, and it is unclear how they'll be replaced. But Governor Reynolds said last month that the state health department has received another $100 million from the federal government for testing and tracing and is evaluating how to use it right now. Reynolds talked about needing to replace those National Guard members when they finish, but hasn't said anything about hiring more as things open up in Iowa. Some counties have told me they're hiring more tracers. Johnson said they're adding 20 more people to their current 5-person staff to meet the health organization's recommendation and requirement. And Linn County has added more contact tracers as well.
Okay, finally here, COVID-19 has disproportionately affected Iowa's Latinx community. Now, we've seen thousands of cases from outbreaks at meatpacking plants, which employ a lot of refugees and immigrants, many who don't speak English. How is this all being handled?
So it really seems to vary. The state says it does have bilingual contact tracing staff as well as materials in multiple languages to help out. Some of the counties I spoke to that are handling their own contact tracing said they're also concerned about these language barriers. Linn County says it has about 25 people available for contact tracing, including a bilingual tracer who can speak 4 languages common with some African immigrants in that area. It also has a phone translation service that can assist with other languages. Johnson County said it doesn't have any bilingual staff currently, but it is working on hiring some as it's currently hiring 20 more contact tracers. I also spoke to Wright County, who said they have trained 4 nurses to handle contact tracing. No state support with them as well. And they said that when it comes to non-English speakers, they've really just relied on community members and translators employed at businesses to do their translations.
All right. IPR's Natalie Krebs, thank you.
Thank you, Clay.